Hey, y'all. I'm Casey Bell of the Google Teacher Tribe podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back. Today I'm talking about the first day of class. Are you getting ready?
Yeah, are you?
Are you excited? Are the kids going to see that you're excited?
Well, are they?
Today I give you my 5 ideas about getting ready for the first day of class, because you only get that one first day of class. Check it out. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, Steve here, and today I'm talking about getting ready for the first day of class. That's right, the very first day. Hopefully you haven't started yet. I know it. Some of our schools are starting pretty early. Yeah. But have you started getting ready for that first day? Because that's what I'm talking about today. Today I'm going to give you my 5 ideas about getting ready for the first day of school. Because you only get one first day of school and you want to be ready for it. You want to be ready because it's so cool. The energy on that day, I don't care how old the kids are, how young they are, how old they are. Even the coolest of the cool seniors. Even those fifth-year seniors, man, they really want the first day to be something else. And if you're ready for it, it is going to be something else. If you're not ready for it, it's going to be something else. See what I did there? Okay, so let's talk about my 5 ideas about getting ready for the first day. My number one thing is the classroom. Yeah, the classroom. Okay, I know this may sound silly, but it's not. Have you spent some time getting your classroom ready? You can't just do it in 5-10 minutes before the first day starts. No. And you know, it really does take some time outside the regular school day. Because if you can spend time in there, you can make it your place. You can make it the place where the kids want to be. You can make it awesome. You can make it that learning place. You can make it that place where magic happens, where you help their dreams come true. So let's talk about that just a little bit. First of all, it's got to look good. It's got to look good, man. Did you let it go all summer? Did you let it go and not clean anything up, not put anything away and say, you know, that little elf is going to come around and it's going to make everything good. You know, the same little elves that make the cookies? I digress. Anyway, you know, no, you got to take care of that because it's got to look good. It's got to be organized. It needs to have some color, man. It needs to have stuff going on in it. Don't let them walk in and you got like one little poster of your favorite college on the wall or your dog and that's it. No, you got to have stuff there ready to learn. It's got to have some emphasis on the content. You've got to have some of the things, information about the first stuff you're going to be learning, some of those first vocabulary words. And there's other stuff you could put on the walls, but we'll talk about that later. But, you want it to be colorful. You want it to be organized. You want it to be exciting. Not look like it's out of, you know, some institution where we talk like this all day long. And this is what we do. And we come in the classroom, we sit down and we take notes. We put away our notes, we put away our notebook, and we leave the classroom. And then we come back and we do the same thing day after day. No. You got to have it ready to learn, man. So it's got to look good, organized, colorful, ready to learn. Not dreary, all right? That takes time. That takes time. Don't let it be messy. It shouldn't be messy on the first day. There's no reason why you haven't cleaned everything up, right? So number one is your classroom needs to be ready for the first day. Well, number two is have you taken time to create the procedures that you need to teach them that first day? Now, I need you to understand something. You got to be careful here. We're not talking about spending a lot of time on the rules, but we are talking about specific procedures that you want to teach that day. So let's talk about that just a second, because you need to understand what procedures are. Procedures are how you do things. And eventually, procedures become routines because if you practice it enough, the kids do it automatically. That's what a routine is. So procedures are how you do things, and the procedures become routines. The more you practice it, the more you require the kids to do it, and then it just becomes second nature. So we're not talking about rules here, and we're not talking about discipline. We're talking about managing their behaviors. More on that another time. So what procedures should you have for the first day? What do you think? Oh, come on. You got to think about this now, because you need to think about what could really mess you up if you're not ready to answer these questions. And you don't need 10. You definitely don't need more than 10 ready for that first day. For the first day, you really just need, if you could stick it around 5, that's okay, because that's not going to take you a lot of time. You can practice them a little bit, and then you can move on. And then you just practice them the next day. And you practice them the day after that. And maybe for everywhere from 5 to 10 days, depending on how long it takes them to get it. You practice those initial procedures. So let's talk about some of those things. Well, I got to tell you, if you don't have this one, you might have yourself in a little bit of trouble. How are you going to deal with the restroom? A kid's got to go to the restroom, right? All ages got to go to the restroom. How are you going to deal with it? Do you know? Well, you want to teach them that day. Now, in some schools, it's already established for you, whether you're on teams or whether the school has a policy about it, and you just have to teach them the policy. But if not, in many cases, it's left up to you. That's right. So how are you going to deal with the kids using the bathroom? Do you have any ideas? Number two procedure you might think about is how you open and close class. Now, this is important because part of this opening and closing class is what you expect them to do when they come into class. And then how do they get dismissed? That's the closing of the class. What do you do? All right. And in my show notes, I'm going to have links to some YouTube videos that I've done, as well as some other podcasts that will help you understand some of the thoughts that are behind this idea, right? Because part of opening and closing class is also this procedure, how you start and stop class. And I got to tell you, you really want to teach. This is the numero uno. This is a big deal for that day, you know, because you want them to know that, you know, how do you start and stop class? Don't just meander on and suddenly class begins. No, you've got to have a procedure for it. And for example, I like to teach them that when I stand in this place in the classroom, I want your attention. And that means you get quiet. This place. And then we practice it and we make that a routine. And I don't do it from any other place. I do it from that place. If we got an activity going on, I go back to that place and I need to get their attention. I go back to that place that I taught them and I don't have to say class, class, class. Because I've taught them that when I'm standing there, they stop talking, they put their pencils down, and they look at me. There's other ways. If you've read anything by Harry Wong, you heard about Gimme Five and some other ways like that are like that. But you want to teach them how you start and stop class. So what's another procedure? Maybe how they go to lunch, how you deal with lunch, how you come back from lunch. You know, some of our classes, we get to be the lucky one where our class is divided by lunch. Well, you got to teach them how to deal with that because once again, there you got to deal with the restroom again, most probably. And in some schools, this is already, you're going to be told how to do this. But in many, it's left up to you. Now, maybe if you have to deal with bus release, if you have to deal with bus riders in the morning, you know, there's different things here that might be unique to your setting, to your situation. But try and keep those first day procedures down to 5. And maybe you introduce to them that day how you do homework and classwork, how you turn it in, how you collect it. But you might be able to save that for the next day. Because if you give them an assignment that night, then the next day you can teach them how you collect it. That's an idea. All right, so there's some ideas about procedures. You need to know what it is you're going to expect of them that day because you got to start practicing so they become routines. All right, so number three idea here is you got to make instructional plans for the first day. Come on, man. I know there's lots of stuff you got to do. They're probably going to have you fill out insurance forms. They're probably going to have you, you know, have the kids, you know, I don't know, scheduling their pictures for October sometime. You know, there's any number of things that the administration is going to need you to do that day. But you also need to do something instructional. You need to have some plan going because you want them to come into your class, get started on some activity that's part of what you do so you can show your passion, your energy, your excitement because you want them engaged. You want the activity to be positively memorable. Not the other way. You don't want to be a disaster memorable. That's not good. Okay, I know that was bad grammar, but you know what I mean. You don't want it to be, oh my gosh, that was terrible. You want them to want to come back. Look at your plans. What is it that you're doing that day that says to a kid, you know what? I want you to come back tomorrow. And you want them to say, you know what? I want to come back tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. It was pretty exciting what we did today. It was pretty cool what we did today. It was pretty neat. It makes me want to know more. I mean, something like that. Look at your plans. Do you have anything in there that says, hey, they should really want to come back tomorrow? Yeah. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. And you know what's going to make them go, oh boy, gosh, I really don't want to come back here because it's going to be boring. So number one is classroom. Number two is procedures. Number three is your plans, instructional, get something going exciting for the first day. Well, number four is if you get a chance, and some of you may have already done this, if you get a chance, you really, really want to reach out to the parents of the kids. And if you can do this before school starts, that's even better. You get your class rosters and you get some note cards that already have the postage on them. You can get them at your post office. I don't get any remuneration off of suggesting these to you. You know, it's, you know, as you get better at stuff like this, you might be able to get PTA to pick them up for you. You might be able to get your principal to pay for them. But no matter what, you pick up some postcards and you send them a little note. And you say, hey, looking forward to having Steve in class. We got a great week planned. And here's a website that I have for you that'll help you get to know me as well as a place to go to see what we're doing for the week or what homework we got coming up or blah, 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 you know. Or if you do your own podcast or if you hang out on different types of, you have your own website, those types of things. That's a great stuff to put in a note. A lot of kids, their parents don't get anything positive at all, ever. Some kids, the only thing that the parents get is they get, okay, we need to talk because Steve did something again, right? So you want to start off as, you know, on a good note with the parents so the parents hear something positive. So if school's already started, well, then in that first week, in the first 10 days, you want to start using the kids' names and you want to send something home positive. So then you could send a note card or you could, if you collect emails, you could send a positive email home. You could make phone calls to everybody basically saying, hey, looking forward to having Steve in my class. It's been a good start. This is what we've done. And this is where we're going. And Steve's done great this week. You know, say something personal if you can. The point is that you make those connections and those connections are going to help you create a positive relationship with the parents and the kids. And especially if you add in there that you're really learning their names and you start showing it. All right, so now we've talked about getting your classroom ready. We've talked about having those procedures that you're going to start using. Having your plans because you want them to say, I want to come back to this class. Reaching out to the kids and parents so you start connecting and making those relationships happen. Well, my fifth idea for getting ready for the first day of school goes like this. Have you thought about who they will meet? Well, have you? I know that sounds weird because you're saying, well, I'm the teacher. Yeah, duh. Well, that's my point. Will you be you or will you be somebody who's overwhelmed by administrivia? Or are you going to be someone who's just, you know, just trying to get through the first day? Oh, my gosh, we've started again. And you start complaining. The kids hear you complaining about, you know, last year's class was so much smarter, you know, and, you guys just don't have it. When I was a kid, we had, you know, no, don't go into that. You want to have that passion ready, man. You want them to meet you, whoever you is. Does that make sense? Or is that too much you and you-ism going on in there? you know what I mean? They need to know who you are. They need to see you. They need to meet you. You need to be you that day. I need to be me. Just only me. Not you, but me. Yeah, I know. Don't quit my day job, right? But you do. You've got to be you that first day. Are they going to meet the real you? Or are they going to meet some fake you? And I got to tell you, there's some really bad advice out there. Yes, there is. There are some colleagues who would tell you, don't smile until the holidays at wintertime. Yes. Oh my gosh, that's the worst ever advice. You need to know how you're going to be, because it's important. Those first impressions, they don't, you know, you don't get another chance. If they meet grouchy you, then that's who they get. If they meet disorganized you, then that's who they get. If they meet doesn't want to be back, oh, that's terrible, by the way. If they get kind of, sort of, a little bit of energy there, this might be an interesting class. No, that's the day to show this is why I became a teacher, was to work with you, to help you help, you know, to help you make your dreams come true. Whatever it is, that reason why you became a teacher, on that first day, it should come through shining. It should. So how about it? Have you thought about who you will be that first day? Because you know, I'm afraid that some colleagues, they just give their worst side on that first day. They look overwhelmed. They look out of sorts. They look, you know, they didn't sleep. They didn't get ready. They're just disorganized. Or, you know, they really just act like they don't want to be there, and they have no energy and they have no passion, and there's no real reason why, you know, they've forgotten why they became a teacher, or they became a teacher just because it was the only thing available to them, you know. Oh, no, you don't want them to leave with that image. You want them to leave going, you know, I'm looking forward to that class. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. Or just looking forward to being back there. Or, yeah, I think that's going to be a pretty good class. And that comes out of meeting you. You know, that first day of class, you really need to be standing at the door, not inside. Don't get trapped in there. You need to be standing at the door greeting them as they come in. Different schools work different ways, but if you can do that, I mean, if you have to be at the bus ramp, greet them there. Greet all the kids. Say hi to them. You know, it's something funny, because one of the things that happens is that first day, because you need to come through, it's, you know, it's part of developing those relationships. It's part of showing that you care, because you start using their names. You start showing that you're passionate. You start explaining to them that, you know, you start showing them that this really is going to be fun, because I care about how you learn. I care about what you learn. I care about, you know, what's going to happen to you down the road. Well, that doesn't come out of going, now, class, I want you to turn to page 236, and we're going to do 50 questions starting now. No questions. No. Don't raise your hand. Put it down. You know, you see what I mean? That's just terrible, man. So who are they going to meet that day? Are they going to meet the real you? Are they going to meet the fun you? Are they going to meet the passionate you that became a teacher for a reason? Well, are they? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about what you wear? Have you thought about that, you know, that special thing that says, I'm me? That's so important that you think about and you practice who you'll be that day, because you should be you. Because kids can figure out a faker. So, my five ideas for getting ready for the first day of school. Remember, the first day is so awesome. There's so much energy. It's so exciting, and it should be for you. It should be for you, because it's awesome. You can't get it back, that first day of class. Here we go. Just to remind you, once again, my five ideas for getting ready for the first day. Number one, say it with me. Get the classroom ready. Number two, do you have your main procedures ready for them so you can start practicing so they become routines? Number three, your plans instructionally for that first day, for those first couple of days. Are you ready to make them say, I can't wait to be back in this classroom? Number four, you need to reach out to the kids and parents. Send something positive home. Say something, you know, hi, I'm looking forward to having Steve in my class, and this is going to be a great year, and give him some information like that. I guarantee you that'll be hung up on the refrigerator. And number five, how will you be you? Who will they meet that first day? So, some food for thought, and I hope you'll give it more than thought, because that first day should be wonderful, and it should make you look forward to the next bunch of days for the rest of the year. The more you're ready, the better it will be. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out my show notes, because I'll have links there for some stuff that will really help you with those classroom procedures. Also understand a little bit about the difference between procedures and routines and rules, as well as get into rules and consequences. Because remember, like Harry Wong says, it's all about managing behavior. And so I'll give you some links to some information like that. Very cool. See you next episode. Have an awesome, awesome first day.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is excited to be a member of Voice Ed Radio. Voice Ed Radio, your voice is right here.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.
The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends.